From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
The Minnesota grouse hunting season starts on the 18th of this month, and last week, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources announced the creation of a new ruffed grouse coordinator position in partnership with the Ruffed Grouse Society. The new coordinator, Ted Dick, is a veteran DNR wildlife biologist and an avid grouse hunter. He lives in the Baudette area.
We're thinking that grouse hunting, rough grouse hunting in particular, has kind of been taken for granted for the last few years. So beyond the habitat stuff that we've normally been doing, part of my job will be to promote grouse hunting and advocate for grouse hunting and try to bring it back into center stage a little bit more. There's a lot of other activities that have become popular in the fall, and the hunter numbers have dropped off a little bit. And to keep grouse hunting strong and to keep it a focus of management in the north, you have to have good numbers of hunters. So that's one thing we want to do, is let people know that the hunting here is very good, and help people get into it if they haven't done it before, and just make it easier to hunt and provide more information will be part of the new focus that we weren't doing as much of in the past.
More information about ruffed grouse and the upcoming hunting season is available at the DNR website.
Supporters of a plan to revive a failing golf course brought their application for requesting 1% sales tax money to the county board Tuesday. They were told by board chair Fritz Sabania they'd have to go through the proper procedures before commissioners would consider it. The Superior National Golf Course Support Group was told at a special joint city-county EDA meeting on September 9th to bring the completed request form to the board. The group has already presented a 40-page business plan to the board and met with them a number of times to go over funding and management options. County Attorney Tim Scannell asked the board what procedures were the proper ones.
They're responding to an open-ended process. Until we delineate the process, we can't expect them to be able to read anybody's minds.
With the golf course contingency waiting to hear what their next step should be, commissioners set about establishing a procedure. 1% applicants will need to submit the request form to Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, who in turn will meet with Scannell and two appointed board members to review the request before passing it on to the full board. Commissioners Bob Fenwick and Bruce Martinson were appointed to that committee. The committee will also seek outside expert assistance to review the Superior National Business Plan and other financial requests being made of the county. According to the Superior National application, they are asking for a minimum of $1.2 million and a maximum of $1.8 million for golf course capital improvements. In addition to 1% money, the group wants the county to commit to $50,000 per year for 10 years with a Visitors Bureau match to cover marketing costs. They are also asking for a loan to pay off the outstanding revenue bonds of $460,000. Commissioner Jim Johnson said he would only support the bond payoff if it was a loan. Sabania was less supportive.
After I read the draft and then the business plan, and then they picked up the other information, and I asked a list of 50 questions that I asked in writing, and basically got thrown under the table on those. Those were thrown away by this group of people. Basically, you know, I'm going to be a stickler here, you know. It's like, I want this information. We're taking public money to subsidize something that benefits a bunch of businessmen. You know, granted, you can throw your percentages on how wonderfully it creates this wonderful life in Cook County, yet, you know, those are just numbers.
No timetable to further discuss the Superior National proposal has been set.
Cedar Grove Business Park in Grand Marais may finally be emerging from the black cloud it's been under since the project broke ground in 2006. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's enforcement action against the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA, and its contractor KGM has been settled. It's been nearly 4 years since stormwater violations committed during construction of the park got the MPCA's attention. Mike Litvin is the EDA's board chair.
Basically, it's behind us at this point. The final result is that per the MPCA, the EDA was held harmless regarding the violations that did occur. The sole responsibility for the fines that were issued were absorbed by KGM, and they amounted to $120,000. So when it was all said and done, The EDA ended up having to pay our own attorney's fees to defend ourselves. So we had that expense and just the literally 2 years of time it took to resolve. But having everything done and completed and basically having the whole stormwater thing removed and not over everybody's head, I think is going to signify that the park is in, we meet all the requirements, and I think it kind of removes a cloud. We're very happy that's over with.
Construction at the business park is also nearly complete, with only the final coat of asphalt on the driveway left to be done.
We did vote last night to go ahead with the final lift of asphalt to be the top coat, the finished coat of the asphalt on the roadway itself. That contract was issued to the tune of about $152,000, and we do have money in the bonding to cover that. That we're hoping to have completed yet this year, and that should pretty much wrap up the final construction.
With the MPCA troubles behind it and the park nearing completion, the EDA is now turning its attention to marketing and selling lots in the park. A marketing study for Cedar Grove was recently completed by the EDA Center at the University of Minnesota, Crookston.
We're still waiting for the final report from Crookston, which will hopefully aid us in the marketing of the lots.
Selling lots in the business park is critical in order for the EDA to meet the annual bond payments without having to go to the city or county for help. At the current average lot prices, this means the EDA will need to sell 2 to 3 lots per year in order to meet the bond payments.
On November 2nd, Cook County Schools ISD 166 will be asking residents to vote on an operating levy, which would provide the district with approximately $377,000 for each of the next 5 years. The district has scheduled 5 public information meetings to explain the levy. The first is Monday, September 27th at Gunflint Lodge from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The following evening, Tuesday, September 28th, the meeting shifts to the Hovland Town Hall, 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Monday, October 4th, a meeting will be held 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Grand Portage Community Center, followed by a Tuesday, October 5th meeting at Birch Grove Center, same times. The final meeting will be held at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Monday, October 11th. The levy applies to homestead, commercial, agricultural, and apartment properties, but does not apply to vacant or seasonal recreation properties. More information and a method for calculating the tax impact on your property can be found at the district's website, www.cookcountyschools.org. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.